This presentation is brought to you by iAwaken.org, a not-for-profit organization. We hope you enjoy the presentation. Please observe the copyright terms to which you have agreed.
Says the Gemara. Let us say that the machlokes as to whether avodimot compared to karko or to metaltalin is in fact a machlokes tanoim. What is the source for this machlokes? Mochaloi avodim vekarkos. If he sold him in one transaction avodim and karkos, then hechazik ba'avodim loy kono karkos bekarkos loy kono avodim. You need to do a separate kinyan for both the karka and the avodim. One kinyan on one of the objects will not suffice. If, however, it was karka and metaltalin, then by being machzik in the karka, you are koni the metaltalin, you don't have to do a separate kinyan. But if you're machzik the metaltalin, you still have to do a kinyan in the karka. So at this point, it would appear that this braisa holds that avodim are like karka, isn't that so? Avodim u'metaltalin, echazik ba'avodim lo ikonu metaltalin, u'metaltalin lo ikonu avodim. In that case, the third part becomes a little difficult, because why then, if you are machzik in the karka, are you not koine? If you're machzik the avodim, why are you not koine the metaltalin? Explains Rashi. Niknim im ha-karka, imocha lo ikarku metaltalin. If a person sold him karka and metaltalin, behechezik bekarke, and he made a kinyan chazok in the karke, konu metaltalin afa pishuloi moshach. Then he is koni the metaltalin, even though he affected no kinyan on the metaltalin. Ve'ein nikneim im avodim, but metaltalin is not nicknames with avodim, she'im hechzik ba'avodim loy konu metaltalin. Ve'yochol moichel lachzo be'metaltalin, al me'avdek metaltalin. So it would appear that Avda Alma, so we see, says Rashi, Avda is kemetaltalin. This braisa holds that Avodim are like metaltalin. Achigasin bekarke lo ikonu Avodim. But if he was koine karko and Avodim, and he performed the kinyan in the karke, then he should be koine the Avodim, because that should be like metaltalin. Even though this Tana holds that Avodim are like metaltalin, he would be koine if the Eved were standing inside the karke. But if the Eved is not in the karke, he's not koine. So this is talking about a specific case. This braisa, which says that he's not koine the Avodim, is only if the Eved is not standing in the karke. As the Gemara explains further on, shani metaltalin de naidi, metaltalin de loy naidi, because avodim, although they are metaltalin according to this braisa, they are metaltalin de naidi. They are movable metaltalin, not immovable metaltalin, not non-movable metaltalin. All metaltalin are movable. But what is metaltalin de naidi? Moving metaltalin. What about animals? Are animals also movable metaltalin denaidi?
Maybe not, because one can tie an animal down, where one can't really tie a human down.
You can tie a human down.
Maybe there's an aspect to it.
Animal doesn't have das. So what would you say?
Under control of the ball. Under full control.
Look at the Tosfos at the top of the next page. This goes on, Shani Metaltli Denaidi. That's where the Gemara comes on to this very point that Rashi is mentioning. Shani Metaltli Denaidi. Perush, Tosfos gives a Perush. What does that mean, Metaltli Denaidi? She yesh lohim das, as Leonard says. Aval behemus loy chashivi Metaltli Denaidi. But behemus are not considered Metaltli Denaidi. Why is that? What's Naidi and Das got to do with each other? Then it should say, what is Naidi and Das got to do with each other? So what does that mean, Taka? So an animal doesn't move of its own accord. An animal doesn't move of its own accord. It has to be motivated to move. And it's motivated either by being uncomfortable where it is, or by being attracted to somewhere else. But it doesn't move of its own accord. An animal can't move to a point of greater discomfort. Even if in the long term it's going to be better for the animals, no, that won't help it. That only a human being can do.
That's a problem with Freud. That's a Freud defined man.
As what? As a sophisticated animal.
Exactly.
Why doesn't work? Because a man can do more than that. A man can move to a discomfort zone. If he knows it's good, if he wants to, if he knows it's good for him. That's what happened, the confusion that resulted from the eating from the Eitz Hadas. The confusion between what's nice and what's good. An animal only knows what's nice. And to an animal, what's nice and what's good is the same. An animal can't understand that something is not nice but it's good. It's not tasty but it's good. But it doesn't feel good but it is good. An animal can't understand that. A human being can. But what feels good is not necessarily good, and what feels bad is not necessarily bad. So in motivation, what do they do in motivation courses? Do they work with people as animals? Do they create discomfort where you are and try and create comfort where you're going? That's how they do it, isn't it? So the whole motivation system is based on the assumption that the human being functions as an animal. And it works. Why does it work? Because most human beings do function as animals. And that's why Freud has to be excused for making that mistake. That's why so many people don't come to learning every night. So it's more comfortable not to come. There are other things that are more pressing, that's all. But with a shiur, I make it more uncomfortable not to come. So it's less uncomfortable to come, so people come. But if I'm not here and it's just plain learning, then there's no discomfort in coming. There's no discomfort in not coming. On the contrary, it's much more comfortable not to come, so people don't come. Because most people don't function like human beings. A human being starts figuring, Olam Habo, and this, and Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam, and just think, if I sit for an hour and I learn how many mitzvahs, each mitzvah Keneged Kulam, what a thing it is to go and sit in the Beis Medrash and learn. And if through my learning I can be mechazik to other people who are there as well, I can have schar not only for my own learning but for their learning as well. And if I can help somebody learning, if I can answer a question for him, read and translate for him, I can have schar with all the learning that comes as a result of that. So a mensch, a human being, is not going to sacrifice that for anything. So he comes. But a person is not functioning on that level. A person is functioning like Freud says people function. So that's just a matter of what's more comfortable, what's pressing harder, where's more urgency. Is work more urgent? Is the nagging wife more urgent? Are the crying children more urgent? Or is the Torah more urgent? It's just a matter of what's pressing most. And they go wherever it's pressing most. Just functions of their environment. Wherever the pressure is greater, that's where they go. That's where most people. It's tragic in a sense, isn't it?
Between a child and a mature adult.
What is the difference? That should be the difference.
A child doesn't use its dice, and that's why it's mentioning the word dice.
Yeah.
Up to a certain stage, the child.
That would be interesting whether one would classify a child slave as a.
There is a transition point with a human, whereas there isn't with an animal. The older it gets.
The more it understands these things. A human being, the more it understands it, not the animal. Yeah. Yeah. At what age does a child begin to understand this?
I don't know, when you find out.
Most of them by the age of 6 or 7.
I would say by 5 or 6 that a child begins to understand that. What is the age of chinuch? When a child is magia l'chinuch, in halacha you find the age of magia l'chinuch. That's the age. That's the age. Depending on what kind of mitzvah, once a child is able to make that calculation, not everything. That's when you can start being mechanech. You cannot be mechanech a person who hasn't decided, who hasn't reached that level yet. Can't start with chinuch yet. That's why you can't be mechanic an animal.
You mean you're still waiting?
They go through a second childhood afterwards. Goes on the Gemara to say, "Va'atanya, but did we not learn in another brisa? Hechezik ba'avodim kono metaltelin. That if one is machzik with avodim, one can be koinim metaltelin. So this would appear to be, so what would, how would that metaltel, would avodim then be classified as karka? My love, bahaya kamifligi, the ma'asavar avodim ki mekarko yedami, the ma'asavar avodim ki metaltel yedami. So this is a machloikis tanoim already, this is an old machloikis. Omar Rav Ikebreid Rav Ami. Answers Rav Ikebreid Rav Ami, no. The kula alma avodim ki mekarko yedami. We can resolve both brises without this machlokes. We can say that both brises hold that avodim ala karka. And who will that be? Like Ula or like Rav Nachman, we said that will be like Ula. V'hodasanya kono, and the view, the brisa that says that if you're machazik be karka, you koni the metaltelin. That if you're machazik be avodim, you koni the metaltelin. Shapir, that's correct. There's no difficulty with that. And the bride says, that says, even if you're machazik ba'avodim, you're not koine the metaltelin. But inen karke dumya de orim mitzuris, there's a technical problem. That as far as kinyan agav is concerned, that kinyan agav is learned from a posuk in Divrei Hayomim, and it's only to that specific type of karke which is there. Dumya arim beturis beYehuda deloy naided it, which is karka, which is not naided. It's not nechosim sheyin boi machrais liknim nechosim sheyish lemachrais bekesef b'shtar of chazoke. Nechosim that's metaltelin can be nicknamed with karka using the kinyan kesef shtar of chazoke, using either money, a document, or chazoke as the kinyan, which kinyonim are specific for karka. Minani, really, where do we know from that can be done? Their fathers gave them many gifts, silver, gold, and precious things, together with these fortified cities of Yehuda. So we're beginning to see that however we're going to classify Avodim, it's not going to be quite metaltelin, it's not going to be quite karka. It's naidi. The uniqueness of Avodim is that they can move of their own accord. Karka can't move at all, and metaltelin can't move of its own accord. So Avodim is certainly a little different. The question is, does it form part of the, is it a subcategory of Karka, or is it a subcategory of Metaltonim? But identical it's not going to be. No, all it is that is the source of Kinyan Agav, that Metaltonim can be nicknamed with Karka. That is the source, that their fathers gave them these gifts together with these, with the city. So what does it mean together with the city? With one kinyan. That's metaltelin. Mm-hmm. So we see from there that metaltelin can be nicknamed with karka. Yeah. Okay? But since that's the source of the kinyan agav, we can only learn from their proper karka. We can't learn avodim, even if we will treat avodim as karka, we can't include them in that limud of that posuk. Because that posuk is too specific. Arim Maturis, the metaltelin that were given over with the cities, yeah. So even if we're going to say Avodim ala karka, but we can't include Avodim in the kind of karka which can be used for a kinyan agav. Because that's learned from a posuk, and that posuk is specifically talking about real karka there, not projected karka into the Avodim type. Ikeda Amri, there is another version which is exactly the opposite. Omar Avike Breda Rav Idi, the Kulam Avdiki Metaltelin Dam. That everybody holds Avodim is like Metaltelin. And now it's the other way around. The one that says that if you Machazik Avodim, you're not coining the Metaltelin, that's Shapir, because Avodim are like Metaltelin. Oh, the Sanya Kono, aye, but what are we going to do according to the view that says that he is coining, that you can be Machazik by Avodim and you can be coining the Metaltelin? How is that possible? That's when those metaltelin which the Eved is wearing. In other words, it's not a kinyan agav, it's a kinyan chotzer. Now, kinyan chotzer, and you put things inside the kli, and you do a kinyan on the kli, that will be koine the things that are in the kli. That's a kinyan chotzer. It doesn't have to be karka. So that's the main differentiator. Kinyan agav is using karka. Kinyan chotzer is it is contained in the chotzer. Ask the Gemara, v'chi oidon olov mai havi chotzer mahalechesi. So you want to make this distinction to say that this man, the Omer, that holds that Eved is not Kekalke, but nevertheless, by being Koine the Eved, you can be Koine. The Metaltalin is because the Metaltalin is on him. Why do you want to say that? You want to say that because you hold that it's a Kinyan Chotzer, but it's a Kinyan Chotzer Mahaleches. The Chotzer Mahaleches Loikono, a Chotzer Mahaleches is a moving Chotzer. And a moving Chotzer doesn't work. So what will you answer? That the Eved is standing still at the time of the Kinyan. He's not moving. Did Rava not say, any chotzer, which if it were walking could not be used as a chotzer, it can't be used even if it's standing or sitting. And the halacha is, the answer is that it's talking about an Eved that's tied up, that cannot walk. Now he's a good chotzer. He's not karka, but he's a good chotzer. He's totally immobilized.
Why did not
the previous case? We're going to deal with that. But the pashtus is because he can't. It's not up to him to walk. The reason that it doesn't work, even if he's standing or sitting, is because at any moment he could get up and walk. But once he's kofus, there's an external force binding him, so he loses his capacity to move independently. Says Rashi, "Dumia de orim mitzuris." It is from this pasuk that we learn in Masechti Kiddushin, the metaltelim nicknamed Becheskes Karkos, that metaltelim can be acquired through the chazoka made on karke. So what karke does that work with? Karke deloy naidi, immovable property, immovable land, immobile land, like the land in that pasuk. Chotzer ma'alechesi eina koine leba'alea klum. A chotzer ma'aleches does not able to be koine anything for the bailim. The lav chotzer he b'mahaleches, because it's not a chotzer when it's moving. It's an important thing that Rashi is telling us. It's not that a chotzer ma'aleches is not koine. A chotzer ma'aleches is not a chotzer. The essence of a chotzer is that it's stationary. A chotzer ma'aleches is not a chotzer. A caravan. Or an animal. Anything that moves. Sorry? Yeah, anything that moves. Like a motor car. Goes the Gemara on to say, in Rashi v'Hilchos Ahodim Metartzin and the Konale Eved, this which we say that the Eved is Koine be'Oid on Olov, while they're still on the Eved, Kegoin Sho Eved Kofush in a Roi Lelech. That's when the Eved is tied up where he is unable to walk. It's not; he's not fit for walking. The Domi Lechotzer, then he can be compared to a Chotzer. Now, what was the case as far as Hechzik Bekarka Kona Avodim? Can you be Koine the Avodim through the Karka? What did the two brises say? So the first one said, Hechzik Bekarka Loi Kona Avodim. And the second one says, Hechzik doesn't talk about it. So how can the first one say Hechzik Bekarka Loikono Avodim? Why? Because we hold in the first one that Avodim are like Karka. Is that right? In the first one?
The first one say, are they like Metaltali? So yeah, in which case we should say, if you were coined with the Karka, the Metaltali, actually the Avodim.
The first one was like Metaltali, right? So really, the Karkos, you should be Koine the Avodim.
I think this Vahatanya is the original
blessing
of Rav Nachman.
So that first braisa said that metaltalin are not nikni with avodim. If you do a kinyan in the eved, you can't be koine the metaltalin. And if you machzik the karka, you're not koine avodim. Asks the and Rashi explained, taking it on, why that is so. But at this point, we don't know that yet. So the first braisa said, if you machzik the karka, you're not koine the eved. Even though eved is like metaltalin, you're not koine the eved. Now, as the Gemara of Atanya, we have another brisa that says Echazik Bekarka Konu Avodim, that you are koine the Eved, which is more correct. That's the way it should be if we want to say that Eved is like metaltalin. This is not a continuation of the new question. Going back on the original brisa, that brisa which holds that Avodim are like metaltalin, but nevertheless, if you're machazik bekarka, you are not koine the eved. That first brisa is against another brisa that we have that says hechazik bekarka kon avodim. So the Gemara wants to establish what is the difference between the two. If we're now saying there's no machlekes in the brisas, this machlekes between Ula and Rav Nachman is not a machlekes tanoim. The tanoim all held one way or another, depending which version we're going to say, but it's not a machlekes. But here we do find a machlokes on the issue of whether by being machzik in the karka you can be koine the eved. Up till now we've been looking at whether you're machzik in the karka or you're koine the metaltalin. Now we're saying, but there is a machlokes tanoim as to whether if you're machzik the karka you're koine the eved. Answer the Gemara, that's also not a machlokes. Hosom bo'im din besoicho. The reason that you can be koine the eved there is because the eved standing in the karka. But in our braisa up at the top, we're talking with Eved is not standing in the karka. Michlal, says the Gemara, that implies the high loikono, that the braisa of ours up at the top is talking, where it says that you're not koine the Eved if you're machazik the karka, kasheinu imdim besoichov. That's talking where you're not standing in it. So you do a kinyan in the karka, you're not koine the eved because he's not standing in it. That's all very well, like that loshin that holds the second one that we learned that everybody holds that eved is kemetaltalin. That's why it makes good sense to differentiate and say when can you be koine the eved if you're koine the karka only if the eved is inside the karka. Because then we'll deal with it like a kinyan chotzer. We'll say the eved is like metaltalin, and if he's in the karka, it's okay, and if he's not in the karka, it's not okay. Erol ha'chlishnu the omar avdi kemekarkoi domi. But according to the view that says that an eved is like karka, lama li oimdim b'soicho, what do we need this requirement of oimdim b'soicho for? Ha'omar shmur ha'machalo yeses hodos b'esam adidus kim and shechze b'achas mem kono kulon. Did Shmuel not learn that if you sell a person 10 properties in 10 different countries, you only have to be machazik in one, and it's as if you're machazik in all of them? So here too, why do you need the eved to be in the karka? The eved can be anywhere, just as a property can be anywhere, so the eved can be anywhere. If you do a kinyan in the karka, you should be able to acquire the eved if he is karka. Says the Gemara, v'letameich, and according to you, l'hach lishna d'omar avdi ki metaltalin dami, why do you say it's so easy according to the other view, that if avodim are like metaltalin, you understand why the eved has to be in the karka? Lama li oimed b'soicha, why does he have to be in the karka? Or kaimel and aloibuin in tziburin. We learned that for kinyan agav, he doesn't have to be in the karka, he can be anywhere. Elamai islach l'meimah, so what would you answer? In order to explain that, you wanted to say that I understand why the Eved has to be. If the Eved is like metaltalin, I understand why he has to be in the property. How would you explain it? Shani metaltalin de naidi mi metaltalin de loy naidi. You would say that's because the Eved is not an ordinary kind of metaltalin. He's a metaltalin that can run away. And metaltalin that can run away, you've got to know where he is. He's got to be in the karka. Hachanami, I can give the same explanation. If I hold that Eved is karka, shani mekarka de naidi mi karka de loy naidi. Moving property is different from non-moving property. Avdo mekarka denaidihu. An eved is karka denaidi, and therefore you cannot just do a kinyan on a piece of karka here and be koine an eved in America. Hosom, but there sadnad arachadhu. The earth is all one piece. That's what sadnad arachadhu means. The earth is all one piece. And therefore the same as if you do a kinyan in one part of the field, it works for the whole field. So if you do a kinyan on a piece of property in South Africa, it works for a piece of property in Alaska. It's the same, it's the same. The globe is all made from one clump of earth. So we come out unclear. That the Gemara, that the Tanoim can be learned either way. From the brises that we have, you can learn that everybody holds Kimataltali or that everybody holds Kimakarki. One thing is for sure though, it's an unusual Karki or it's an unusual Metaltali. It's either Metaltali Denaidi or it's Karki Denaidi. And we're still left with the Machlekes Ula and Rav Nachman as to how we're going to pass on, how the Amiroim are going to pass on the issue. That's how the Sugi is left, of course, in Halacha. We're going to have to see how it's all worked out. Yes, Rav. Why? No, either way, the Eved is outside. He says the Chiluk. If it's Metaltalin, the reason is because there's a difference whether you need Tziburim or not, is whether it's Metaltalin Denaidi or not. If it's Karka, same difference.
But he's saying that the reason why the Karka is not
the
Eved is because it's outside the property.
But that's what the Gemara says. Either way, you've got to say that. If the Eved is like Metaltalin, then we said the Eved has to be in the property because it's Metaltalin Denaidi. If the Eved is Karka, it also has to be in the property because it's not Sadna de Arachadu. So either way, you've got to. That Chiluk applies either way. Rashi's not being Machriya. Let's finish the Rashi. Vahatanya hechazik bekarka kona avodim ule elk tani de loy kono. Answer the Gemara, bo'im din besoicho. The difference is whether the Eved is standing in the Karka or not. According to this Loshon which Rav Ike established before, in that Brisa, the Avadike Metatali Dami, that the Avadim Malak Metatali, and so on. We've established in Kiddushin that Metaltalim are nicknamed with Karka, the loy bo in and shiyu aim dim besoichon, and the Metaltalim don't have to be in it. Elomai yislach lomeimer, vahashto debar kochuch asis lahachi. And now that in any event you've got to come to make this distinction between movable and immovable, afilo teimel idechlishna de avdekim akar koyidomi. You can even learn it that it's like the other loshon that avodim ala Karka, with a kashilach de Shmuel, and you're going to ask about Shmuel's din that you can be koine Karka here and it will work for somewhere else. Shani mekakai de naidi mekakai de loy maidi naidi. There's a difference between property that moves and property that doesn't move. That's the good one. Now this little sugya, like all sugyas, needs to be learned 5 or 6 times before you're really ready to tackle it. And as I've always said to you, when you do a chazora, each chazorah has to be as if you haven't done the Gemara before. Don't just say it over parrot fashion. Each Gemara, you've got to look at it as if it's the first time. You look at it with the increased technical familiarity that you have with it, but intellectually you've got to look at it with fresh eyes each time. Otherwise the chazorah doesn't help at all. See, that's something an animal can never do, chazorah. An animal has to be turning a new page all the time. Because he's got, if you see, the animals always move. When they finish eating one place, they move on to another place. They've always got to be moving. You need to be a human being to realize that there's more down under. Mining, that only a human being can mine. An animal can't mine. To realize that you can take one layer and go deeper, and there's another layer, and go deeper, and there's another layer, and on and on and on and on. That's already a human mind that realizes that. But by staying in the same place and doing a chazorah over and over again, you can discover the most precious things that only a human being can do. It's more comfortable to move on. No chablat, but it doesn't work like that. Yes, Dora.
We still haven't resolved the first price, and if Rav Nachman brings up this argument against Ula, that when it went to, left that one unresolved and then went on to the next two.
True.
To the next two prices.
True. It's a very good kasha. We'll deal with that. So I think what we should do is we should use the rest of the period for there's only 10 or 15, well, we don't have to do it in Maariv, it's a bit more, to already start on that and to carry that Chazorah on tomorrow night, so that Wednesday night, we can start analyzing the Sugya properly. We go through the Rashi and the Tosfos very slowly and carefully. And the section that we'll do is the first section. With the Tosfos and Yah, up till where Rav Nachman says he's got a Braisa. Up to Rav Nachman's Braisa. Up to Omale Anamas Nisa Yodana, the Tani Avim, that sort of starts a new section. The part that we're going to look at first is up till there. But you need to be very familiar with the whole Sugya before then. How many times have you gone through the Gemara Rashi? Stan, how many times have you done?
Three.
You've done three times through the Gemara Rashi. Who else has done three times Gemara Rashi? Where have you gone through? You've gone through three. So that's good. That's excellent. Tosfos, anybody started on Tosfos at all?
I started looking at it, but I got a bit stuck after.
Okay. So then that's the thing to start preparing for Wednesday night. I'm going to start the Gemara Rashi and Tosfos from the beginning of the Sugya. Okay.